The National Curriculum Development Center, NCDC, together with the Association of Teachers of French in Uganda and the Embassy of France, has trained over 30 French teachers in West Nile with practical skills to improve teaching of the language by incorporating better delivery skills. The training focuses on integration of new resources and methodologies to empower teachers to create and engage project-based lessons for their learners. The French government has provided €25,000 to the Association of Teachers of French in Uganda to finance the training program to improve the quality of education. Dr. Agatha Tumwine Magezi, the president for the Association of Teachers of French in Uganda, asserts that the training is aimed at equipping teachers of French with comprehensive knowledge about the competence-based curriculum for lower secondary schools. The Vice President, Commission for Africa and Indian Ocean, Professor Mulbagat Achero, encourages teachers to embrace more projects through the use of local materials.
We are being told to use the locally available resources, the local resources to deliver the material, and we will show to these people that it is possible to deliver the syllabus using minimal resources that make an increasing an impact. But what you are doing as a pro is very, very great, and I encourage you to look for more projects. You can find the projects to help you enhance the competence because the world wants to use the education systems to go competence based.
Arua City Principal Education Officer Raymond Ombere appeals to the teachers to be self-motivated while implementing the curriculum for better performance.
These additional trainings that we are getting here now are references. You are already trained to be a teacher. Even the things in the curriculum should not affect the teacher so much. Because you already got the training to interpret the curriculum. You should reset yourself. Please put more effort to understand what are the new things which this curriculum requires us to do.
The regional representative for the Association of Teachers of French in West Nile, Isabella Duchiru, is optimistic about the training, which will have a positive impact on teaching of French in the region.
We know how to be exactly learn new methods of teaching, how to teach using games, and we know how to prepare our lessons, activities. There's a lot of change, and now we have seen how we are going to maneuver around.